weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right. We got Ivan Raikland, former Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, Green Beret, on what's really going on militarily around the world. What's really happening with the domestic police state they're trying to set up, and a whole bunch of issues. He's in on the ground in Kentucky with Congressman Thomas Massie. He's coming up with the guest host when we start the next hour in 26 minutes from now. So be sure and stay with us for that. In fact, get Raikland on the last 5 minutes of this hour to give us a prelude or a little hors d'oeuvre, a little foreshadowing. Little hype on what's coming up, because this is going to be big. So finishing up, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in New Zealand, whether you're in Canada, the U.S., massive BlackRock corporate ESG funding, 87% of world wealth controlled by them, it's the Rothschilds. You had to have drag queen story time, whether you're in Australia or whether you're in Austin, Texas, whether you're in Reykjavik, Iceland, or whether you're in Berlin, Germany. To promote pedophilia and all this, and that, but men and women's sports, and you know, boys and girls' bathrooms, just a scramble society, and that's all being derailed. And all over the world, government's not sponsoring it, government's not paying for it because the money got turned off, and that's what this is all about. This is force fed. No one cares if two fat dudes get in a hotel room and have sex. At least I don't. Believe me, I'm not thinking about that. I don't want to think about it. Please. It's like watching two possums have sex or something. I'm just not into it, okay? Nothing against you. Sorry. Not my cup of tea. Sorry, you know. But you want to grandstand constantly and act like you're being suppressed. I've seen the countless videos, and I've run into them without looking. You got a bunch of men walking around naked with little kids and the Boy Scouts leading it. In Omaha, Nebraska, New York City, Austin, Texas. I mean, I personally in New York and Omaha and Austin I was just out to do something on a Saturday and like bicycles with naked men and a bunch of Boy Scouts and little and brownie Girl Scouts are leading. You've all seen the videos. And you're just sitting in your car at a red light when the police block the road. You're sitting there for 5 minutes going, what the hell is that? I mean, I would never go to a park and pull my pants off in front of a kid. If I did it, plus I wouldn't want to do it, 10 years in prison, indecent exposure to a minor. But these parents bring their kids out to this, oh, that's a gay pride parade. No, it's a pedo conditioning event. The Democrats, oh, the Republicans are banning books. You're the big censors. Yeah, in this same video that we don't play the full video because stations get mad and I get why. But then I say the stations, well, this is kids. I mean, kids can see it, but we can't. I mean, I get it. What is that? That's like Seattle. And then in come the men naked on the bicycles with their foot-long ding-a-lings flopping around. I mean, I'm just like, what is this? As an adult, I'm shocked by this. And the courts in L.A. and places rule when a man goes to a woman's spa where women like to get in hot tubs naked and you know do stuff women do. You know, because women are just comfortable around themselves, and then a dude gets in with a huge schlong, and the women freak out, and then they get in trouble, they get kicked out, the guy wins a lawsuit. Imagine you're like, particularly South Koreans are big into spas. I mean, there have been famous cases. And so it's all women's spa, and you got grandma, the mom, the daughters, they're all in there in the hot tub, and then in comes a dude, a white dude with a huge penis, and gets in the tub with them. I mean, it's like, what? Come on. It's all about how far can these people push? And it's insane. And I've done what stations ask, and I respect you. But the crew just started pulling the video up. I've got hours hours of men in Austin we shot at public events. I mean, I saw this stuff the first time we caught it like 8 years ago. You've caught it like seven, eight times since then in Austin. And I'll admit at a certain point, I don't want to say I gave up, but I got to where it's so horrible, I won't even send crew down there. Plus, they've cut us back. We used to have a bunch of reporters. I mean, I still would have had them. But I would say, are you sure you want to go do this? Christy Lee, reporter here, so we had to let her go because of bankruptcy. She's got like five, six kids, a couple of them in middle school here in Austin. And she found out in the library they have these famous books that are graphic novels. You know, it's not an actual image of child porn, but it looks real. It's lifelike. And it's like, your neighbor Bob, or whatever he calls him, wants you to go in the tool shed. He wants to suck your penis. It's fun and pleasurable. So if an old man wants to have sex with you, let him do it. And I'm like, so I'm already covering. I'm sorry to say on air. It's like a whole novel about training kids to be, you know, pedophile, grooming them. And so we're covering this for years. And then Christy Lee, her daughter in middle school in Austin, goes, Mommy, I checked this out. It's what you talked about. And she comes to the office. And I've never actually seen it. I've read about it. And she goes, can I cover this? And she hands me this book. It's like 4 years ago. And for about 2 days, it sits on my desk. And then she comes back to my office. She goes, can I cover it? I said, I know you're touchy about this. And I said, well, I said, let me go look at it. So she comes and sits in my office. I got a cup of coffee. It's like 4 o'clock. I'm off the air. And it's this big hardcover book. And I open it. And I start reading. And I read like three chapters fast because it's like a kid's book, so it's chapters quick. And I'm looking at this stuff, and I mean, it's a kid getting picked up by his neighbor and banged in the keister. I mean, it's drawings of a dude raping a kid. An adult sucking a kid off. And I'm sitting there in like a twilight zone. Here's this woman with all these kids. She's brought this to me, and I'm like, of course you can cover this. So she goes and covers it. It's famous footage. She goes to the school board. You've seen the thousands of times this happened to other people. And she starts reading it, and they throw her out because they say, you can't read that in public, but you can give it to a middle school girl. You think I want to be shocking? You think I want to get up here and tell you what's in these books? I don't. And I had to lay that book down after about 20 minutes and say, Christy, of course you can do this. She goes, well, it's so shocking. I want your permission. I said, yeah, just don't show this on air. She goes, can I read it? And I said, yeah. She goes, well, you need to keep reading. I said, I can't do it. Because I've been lucky. I've never seen child porn. They've sent it to our servers a bunch. We had producers quit when it would happen because it would freak them out so bad. They said it was kids getting raped and murdered they saw. And I, as an adult, cannot look at a graphic novel of this, but they just give it to our kids. And then they turn around and they say that we're burning books? No, you can't join the Marines till you're 18. You can't join the Air Force till you're 18. You can't buy a pack of cigarettes till you're 18. Can't buy a gun till you're 18. But you can give. And by the way, her kid was in middle school, got these books. They got this stuff in elementary schools, folks, and I've seen one book. And I'll tell you, looking at it, I felt like a pedophile. I felt dirty, and I felt like I'd committed a crime even looking at it. Because I'd never seen stuff like that. And then I got, while we had several producers, because they would just spam them with it. They'd say, boss, I got to leave. I can't do this. When we'd file reports to the FBI, they'd say, go to this organization, you know, the Child Exploitation Center. We'd send it off. We'd have to write reports to the FBI about it. And I would say to the producers, please don't quit. Please, we won't make you look at email anymore. He goes, what'd you watch? He goes, they were killing kids. They were blowing kids' heads off. I mean, this is who these people are, folks, okay? So you need to understand that. It's like I had the former head of the Border Patrol on Thursday. And he said, no, you're right. Everything you've said, you've seen down there, we've seen much worse. He said, yeah, most people crack up and break up because you catch somebody with five kidnapped kids in their car and you're ordered to release them by the federal judge above you or by HHS, who was put over the Border Patrol by Biden. And you want to arrest these people. You want to kill them. You see me literally jumping on top hoods of cars seeing this. And the cops come and say, we'll arrest you if you don't leave. They have no ID. The kids were disappeared. We follow them to the airport. No ID, disappeared. There's pedos coming out saying, I'm getting three little girls. You're not going to stop me. You've seen the footage, and you're just sitting there powerless, and then you feel guilty. That's why when they gave the 14-plus terabytes of child rape and murder and cannibalism of Epstein to the FBI and said, you got to volunteer for this mission, and to Bonnie's credit, that's why I think why they fired her, she was compartmentalized. They didn't tell her. She sent it out. Turned out she was actually good. She sent it out to all the FBI offices around the country. And out of tens of thousands of FBI agents, they had like 20 said they'll look at it. Then they went in and looked at it and came out and reported back. And Trump went crazy because he wasn't in there, but it was people he's associated with. He's like, do you know what it'll do to the stock market? He told MTG this and others I talked to. When he found out, he went, you can't tell the public that. So sure, he shut down the new trafficking, and they found most of the kids and all the rest of it that are survivors, but I'm not even defending Trump, telling you what happened. That's why Trump's like, oh yeah, I released it all. So he's like, what? They're eating kids? And I'm not defending it. I'm telling you, I can't look at it. Back then I had a lot more money than I have now. We go to the border. I have like 6-7, you know, former Army Special Operations, Marine Force Recon, you know, dudes with Silver Stars, all of it. And they'd be down there.